This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sing it from the treetops, from the mountaintops. Go tell it on the mountain that instead of Jesus Christ being born, Doug Steffen was born. Or maybe in addition to. What do you think, Jay? Is that a good place or am I blaspheming?
You are spitting facts. You were born. That's not a lie.
That's right. Okay. You got it. Got my back. Thank you. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here. Another hour of conflagration, communication, bringing you the featured players in the drama of the world. Lots of you are involved in the drama. Here's a lady who's not involved in drama, but boy, she has luck on her side. 92 years old, this lady is. 92. Mary Silvestri lives in Connecticut. She has always wanted to be a Rockette. You know, the Radio City singers and dancers. And so she's had this lifelong dream. She turned 92, and she was able to, as a special guest with the rest of the Rockettes, she was able to try out auditions for the Rockettes, right?
It was a lifelong dream. She wanted to audition once upon a time in her youth, and she just was unable to find a way to NYC to get that audition.
Yep, so she got it. The other day, thanks to the folks at Radio City Music Hall, people there and the, I guess this is kind of a smart play on their part. One of the Rockettes is a lady named Marista Labar. She said that Ms. Silvestri's family told a story about wanting to have an audition, and so they said they like making dreams come true, and so the dream came true. A lot of nice photographs with the Rockettes doing all their gyrations. I think that would be an interesting...
Gyrations?
Lifting. Yeah, well, those are gyrations in a manner of speaking. Not those kind of gyrations, the other kind of gyration. Yeah? No? You're not buying that?
I just don't think that's the word I would use.
No, well, listen, that's a good thing because you and I should not always be using the same words. There is a fight, as you know, for keeping AM radios in automobiles. So here's an interesting way for the people who are in the House of Representatives in Michigan to deal with their native Ford Motor Company, the FOMOCO. They have said, I think there are 8 or 9 reps who sent a note, a message, a letter to the Ford Motor Company, the board of directors, making their case and suggesting that if they don't leave the AM radio band in cars, it could have severe tax implications. Because, as we all know, when these companies go into areas, build new plants, they all want tax breaks, right? And sometimes they get real serious 30-year tax breaks. So if you folks want to enjoy being in Detroit, then you better smarten up. That's basically... And one of the reps used the same... There are a number of different arguments. You've heard them all. It's an attack on news talk radio. It's an attack on our right to hear what we want. It's also an attack that AM radio doesn't feel like listening to FM, and that's the government's fault because digital AM radio could have happened a long time ago. Anyway, national security is also something. So in the letter, they accuse Ford of lack of vision. Which may also be true. So let's see what this latest foray. This is kind of a shot across the bow, right? You got tax benefits here. You want to keep them? Keep AM radios in cars or else. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So good. I'm for that.
Frankly. Yeah.
I'm all for that. While we're in Michigan, here's a school district, Jay, that has banned all backpacks. No more backpacks in any school building because they're worried about the safety of the children. So, and these safety concerns are happening all around the country. This is up in Flint, Michigan. They said backpacks would be banned. The ban will be in place for the rest of the year. And the superintendent said, quote, "We're doing all that we can to create a safe and secure environment for our scholars, families, mm-hmm. teachers, and staff."
It, to a degree, it makes sense because typically if there is anything harmful, it is going to be hidden inside a backpack. Yeah. At the same time, there are a lot of books that need to be carried and a very minimal amount of time between periods to get to a locker to exchange out books. Mm-hmm. So I do hope that they take that into account.
Yeah. Well, see how practical. This sometimes, some of these there are knee-jerk reactions to some of these things. I don't know. I don't think this is unreasonable.
Yeah, there are some schools that already have this. It's not necessarily that backpacks are banned on school property, but they are prohibited from being in classes because there's just not enough space in the classroom to have everybody and all of their backpacks and stuff.
Right. Do you wear a backpack?
I don't. I rarely ever even have a purse. I like pockets.
Ah. Does your husband
Do you
ever
have a backpack?
Use... No, I wouldn't wear a backpack. I think they look silly.
They do. That's a fashion statement you're trying to go for.
Well, I'm not a fashionista by any stretch of the imagination. If you see me during the day when I'm on the farm, you'll easily tell that I'm not too concerned about the attire. I don't want to be dirty, but I have, you know, my clothes look like they've been used on the farm, and they have been.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily, when I go out, I can dress up, I can clean up. But I also don't think that there is. I think they're bad for your back. Frankly, I think they're bad for your lower back. I think you're bad. They're bad for your shoulders. I just don't think they're good for you.
Yeah, when you do the
posture.
When you have a backpack and you only put it on the one shoulder, that's horrible. But they have some great ones where they also clip in the front and it distributes the weight a little bit more evenly.
Oh, okay. So here's something. This doesn't usually come into the, or wouldn't normally come into the same arena as the good news about the 92-year-old who's trying to get into the Rockettes, but I believe the three teenagers who have now been charged with murder, appropriately first-degree murder. If you didn't remember this from the other day, these three Colorado teenagers threw rocks down at a highway, and cars were hit by these rocks right and left. 20-year-old Alexa Bartell was driving her car. A boulder went through the front window, killed her instantly. There were other people at the same time in other cars who were injured by the rocks being thrown by these three morons. So now the district attorney has charged them with first-degree murder, and they should go to jail for the rest of their lives. And it ought to be a very public trial, lots of noise, lots of focus, lots of attention, because these three people don't deserve any consideration whatsoever. If you're that crazy, if you're that sick, if you're that demeaning, what is the word I'm looking for, demented? I have no feelings of anything except anger toward them to kill somebody for no reason other than that you think it's fun to throw rocks off of a bridge.
Exactly. And on the one hand, these are teenagers, 18, so still old enough that they should have known better than
better
in high school. And a lot of times that age has the mentality of they're just doing something fun. They might be causing chaos and a ruckus, but they're not actually truly harming anybody. And they're just missing that part of the actual intelligence, I guess you might say. But for these three specifically, when murder victim.
Yeah.
When her
yeah.
car went off the road, they filmed it. They caught video. They caught photos.
Yeah.
They didn't go to help.
Purposely.
That is a whole other level. That is another level.
Mm-hmm. Okay, death at Churchill Downs. We'll have that story in a few moments. The program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Yep, they've got insurance for your motorcycle, for your boat, your RV. You want protection on the road, protection on the water? Okay, check it out, 800-PROGRESSIVE. That's what you dial up. If you want to go online, you go to progressive.com.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap. With fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro-X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro-X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro-X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your socks slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Ah, there we are. Those jazzmatazz. The Fed announced another increase in the interest rate that you would think wouldn't help car sales very much, but according to the stats, Jay, deliveries of new cars, especially electrified vehicles, have bolstered sales of new cars this past month. On the top of the list, Honda, Acura, Hyundai, Genesis, Kia, Subaru, all posting double-digit sales increases over last month and last year. Hyundai sold 70,000 cars in April. That's 15% more than they did last year, which is pretty amazing. Hyundai is becoming more and more a popular vehicle. I have to talk to our friend Nick Miles about that tomorrow when he visits with us from our autoexpert.com. Four horses have died at Churchill Downs, the track where Kentucky Derby will be held on Saturday. Looking at an article in the Louisville Courier Journal, three horses died in 2 days of spring racing, and then another one collapsed and died after racing last weekend. So, some of these names, we were talking about names coming up with a contest, silly contest. Some of the names, here's one, Parents Pride, one of the horses that died. Another one is Chasing Artie.
Mm-hmm.
Both, actually, those horses were owned by the same person, had the same trainer. So, what is this?
Makes you wonder, yes.
Exactly. Are they giving them too much juice? That's always been the concern, you know, all of the drugging of the horses and stuff. It is something that is a problem and still is. And some of the other things like hunter jumpers, when there are contests, they're always checking the horses out to find out. There's the horse that was hurt the worst or died the hardest was Wild on Ice, euthanized after breaking his leg during training. That's
that
so lousy.
So awful.
Well, you can't do anything about it.
I was going to say, there's really nothing that can be done.
No. It's like a cow. You have to put a cow down, breaks a leg. You can't fix that. Ah, gee. All right. I told you that we were brought to you by Progressive, right? I think I did that already. Mm-hmm. I think I'm up to date on all of my obligations here. It's, where are we? At 20? There, yeah, it's 20 after, 21 after the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have the scoop on what is actually wrong with Jamie Foxx. A lot of people are concerned because he's in the hospital still. His friends are paying a lot of attention to what's going on with him specifically. A lot of praying going on, and a replacement as a host for Beat Shazam has been announced. But more importantly, the story is about Jamie Foxx and what may be wrong. I suspected this, and I'll tell you what more people are saying now, that there seems to be more specific information. That's coming up after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, so the idea that Jamie Foxx is out of commission, he looks and feels and seems, I think he's 55, is he not, Jay? I think he's 55, 56, somewhere in that vicinity.
Yeah,
no,
55.
He's 55. Mm-hmm. Yep. Won Oscars, very prolific in terms of acting, good actor, been in some great roles and some great movies. He created with his daughter the show Beat Shazam. The filming of that starts today. And because he's out of commission, I guess Nick Cannon, who's a buddy of Jamie Foxx's, is going to do it. I like Jamie Foxx. I like his daughter. I like the show. I'm not a Nick Cannon fan, never have been, so I'm, you know, that. But the more important thing is what's going on with Jamie Foxx. So,
apparently there are more than rumors floating around about, and I thought about this because there's nothing else. If people don't want to talk about something because it may affect his future, there are very few things, cancer, you know, and if something's happening in his body quickly, then that could be a consideration. But more likely it's something that has to do with your circulation. And in this case, the medical complication or emergency was a stroke, apparently. Not unusual. Well, it's unusual. But, I mean, it's not unheard of that a black man...
Are those rumors, or is that fully being reported upon?
Well, there are on a couple of different websites. I just saw one, and this apparently is with Martin Lawrence there, and LeBron James, who both have been asked questions after they visited him, and they alluded to some of the things that would be that the medical quote-unquote complication, the way they described it, would be in line with suffering a stroke. And so, and that's why he would stay in the hospital this long. You can recover, but this is not pleasant. And he's been in the hospital for a month, right? So
yeah, close to it.
Yeah, I just they were in the middle of filming that thing with he and Cameron Diaz were doing a movie, right? That's when he. So I think they just stopped.
Yeah, so apparently, it didn't happen on set. And he didn't need emergency services to take him to the hospital. He was able to get there himself, or somebody took him, but not it wasn't an ambulance situation.
Yeah. Well, I guess the bottom line is you hold a good thought for Jamie Foxx. Good actor. Seems to be a pretty good guy, so nobody wishes that on anyone. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The manhunt in Atlanta, Georgia is over. After a nearly 8-hour search, authorities captured the man accused of opening fire in a Midtown Atlanta medical building yesterday and killing 38-year-old Amy St. Pierre and wounding 4 others. Pierre was working at the Atlanta-based CDC. The wounded were sent to a nearby Atlanta hospital, 3 of them arriving in critical condition. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
I am pleased to share with you that thanks to our strong partnership with Cobb County Police Department, law enforcement have taken the suspect into custody.
The suspected gunman is 24-year-old Dion Patterson. Prosecutors have announced 3 teens accused of killing a 20-year-old woman while throwing large rocks at passing cars in the West Denver, Colorado area have been charged with murder and other crimes. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
All right, here we are at 34 at the hour. It's the, where are we? It's the fifth, right? We did the fifth, the Star Wars thing.
May the fifth
May
be
the
with you.
May the fourth be with you.
The fourth, thank you. Why was I thinking the fifth? Hello.
Cinco de Mayo is up next.
Cinco de Mayo is tomorrow. We always have something to celebrate here today, but all the great Star Wars movies and the television shows and the Skywalker family. It's kind of, you know, this. I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking about all of the shows like... the Kevin Costner thing, and you know the family stuff, the spin-offs that have come about different members of the family.
Oh, Yellowstone. Mm-hmm.
And how they can do, you know, all those different shows and bring in great actors. And so I applaud this. Star Wars has been an important part of my life, frankly, and important. And Yoda, as I've said many, many times here, is a person. I feel Yoda's a person. I look up to Yoda. Yoda is sort of, I don't want to say Yoda's my God because I don't believe that that's, I don't, you know, I don't really worship anything.
I think that we all have to find things in life that make us better. And Yoda's philosophy fits with mine like a glove. So anyway, that's the truth of it, frankly. Very, it's cool, cool, cool. All right. I don't understand. You're going to have to help me with this, Jay. All of the excitement about the Barbie dolls and this first doll that's come out with Down syndrome, I get that there are social stigmas, and I get that there are ways to educate youngsters because there's a lot of prejudice. Down syndrome can happen in any circumstance. It can't be predicted, I think, for the most part. And so the
there's
children
tests that they can do in utero, but sometimes it's not even worth it because in the reality, for most people, it wouldn't change the outcome or how they really go about anything.
No, they hold on to the baby for sure. Yeah. Anyway, so Mattel, which is responsible for Barbie, says that they have in this line, they're bringing more diversified Barbies and Kens in, right? Is that really kind of the point here this thing?
Yeah, and I mean, I am all for inclusivity, but it's more than inclusivity. It's about representation. Think about the little children who look at some of these toys, some of these dolls, and they don't see any that look like them. They feel mm-hmm. like they are the odd ones out, and that's mm-hmm. just not the case. They mm-hmm. aren't, and so they can see themselves represented.
I don't know whether I think sometimes it's overdone. I think we were desperately in need of a campaign like Black Lives Matter, desperately in need of it. And then it's gone kind of too far in many respects.
Because people with ulterior motives stole it.
Yeah, they've stolen the idea. Yeah, exactly. So is this another case of that? Or is this, and I don't mean the Down syndrome. I don't mean the Down syndrome specifically. I just mean the countering of social stigmas that's being done by Mattel here with other different representations, a different sort of thing, or is this a good thing? I don't
it's
have
great.
A
oh, it's
horse
fantastic.
In the race. You like it. Okay.
Yeah, yep. absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, there are 5,000 babies a year born in America with Down syndrome. You see, wasn't there a Down syndrome actor in one of the popular shows in the last couple of years? And
wonderfully well. Oh, yeah, there have been plenty. The one that immediately comes to mind, I can't recall her name. I didn't watch the show, but she was on Glee.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so, all right, now, with that, thinking about where, you know, how do we grow up, how do we raise good children, how do we raise good grandchildren, that's always, the good responsible parents are always thinking about that. So here's kind of a bizarre tale of Natalia Grace. Here's somebody that was adopted from the Ukraine, she was an orphan. She was adopted in 2010 by a couple in Indiana. The couple, Michael and Christine Barnett, believed they were adopting a 6-year-old girl, but soon they became suspicious of her age. And then, because apparently Natalia has a form of adult dwarfism, she was posing as a child, but not really. She's really an adult.
Well, that's what their accusations are, and I don't think it's truly been proven. It is very questionable. I don't think that anybody has been able to prove one way or another on this mm-hmm. whole situation.
But there's a documentary that's coming out later in the month about her and what she was trying to do. Apparently, she tried to harm these people and the other people and the children in the family.
Yeah, their accusations were that she tried to like push them downstairs, would put thumbtacks sharp side up, hide them with the clear ones so that they would step on them.
Stuff.
If these are true, these are the accusations. Nothing's been proven, but charges were brought against the adoptive parents of this woman.
Why would somebody choose to? Why would this not? I mean, the parents aren't going to say, "Oh, this is what she's doing." Why would they accuse her of placing thumbtacks on stairs? What is the idea that they're trying to get rid of her because she's not what they thought she was, or is the mother in danger, father in danger, is the kid
that's
a real?
What they say they felt that they were in danger, and they eventually put her up in an apartment, and then.
But they've been charged with neglect,
and then they were checked. Yeah, they were charged with all of this, and then the husband, I believe, basically even since divorce, the husband, yeah. I believe, was found not guilty, and then charges against the wife ended up being dropped.
Uh huh. So, this is what people trying to do good adopting someone from Ukraine? What could be bad about that?
People trying to help. I remember when this was first happening, and this was first in the news when these adults were being charged. The parents, I should say, the adoptive parents were being charged with everything. And it has just been one of those questioning situations because nothing has been truly proven one way or the other. And this is something, I feel like these are horror films. Horror films have this premise of somebody adopting who they think is a child and it ends up being an adult.
And you know what? I wonder which comes first, these people who are sociopaths or the movies that portray that sort of a person and people see them and they act out according to whatever is portrayed in the movie. See, I think there's a lot of that that goes on. I think that goes on with the gun violence, frankly, and other forms of violence in our country. Here's, to sort of follow up on that, this guy in Atlanta, there was the mass shooter. His mother has gone public. Apparently, he was in a medical office for a couple of minutes before he opened fire. He'd wanted an anti-anxiety drug because his mother said that he was upset. Now, okay, so you're upset. You want to take care of yourself. But first of all, where do you get the guns and why do you take the gun and go shoot it up? What is there that's in that that figures that 1 and 1 equals 2? For me, 1 and 1, there's no 1 and 1 here. Am I the only one thinking that, or what do you think, Jay?
Because guns aren't allowed in hospitals.
No. Why would they be?
Yeah. So it's just a lot to be questioned. But again, fortunately, they were able to get this guy. He is alive, so hopefully we can get more actual information, not just putting pieces together and trying to figure out details for ourselves or the authorities.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a whole, there is another conversation in there of sociology versus psychology.
Yep.
Are psychopaths born or are they made?
Made.
And the answer could be both.
Yep, could be. All right, let's see what's going on another one. I go from the ridiculous to the sublime. Here's this guy who's 69 years old, climbing Mount Everest, and he went up, he left the base camp admitting that he didn't feel well, but he wanted to climb the mountain. Jonathan Sugarman is dead. He began feeling unwell, but he still said, okay, I'm going to climb this mountain. Climb every mountain. And so he dies while climbing Mount Everest. 69 years old. What are you proving to yourself? You're crazy. Right? You don't feel well? You go back down the mountain and get better until you feel better, and then you go up the mountain.
Well, I think one of the tricky things, though, is that most people don't feel well because of the altitude.
Because
of
the altitude, yeah.
And the air pressure, the oxygen levels. There are, who was it? Mandy Moore did some kind of trek just to base camp with a bunch of friends. And they were even talking about how they had to be coached in breathing techniques because the higher you get, the harder it is. And you have to work on not hyperventilating, not accidentally suffocating. If you do feel sick, different measures you have to take and what to do. And I think that he probably was just like, oh, I'm supposed to, like, this is normal. I'm supposed to not feel this way, or I'm supposed to feel this way.
Well, I'll add a postscript to that. When I was in Peru a couple of years ago, we went to Lake Titicaca, which is at 15,000 feet up in the mountains in the Andes. And I was miserable. Couldn't breathe, had to have oxygen to go to sleep at night. It was a couple of days. It was, you were probably here then. I think it was gone for 10 days.
When was that?
Two falls ago. Well, maybe you weren't here yet.
No, yeah.
But anyway, so I went out and got on a boat and went across the lake. Matter of fact, there's a picture of me somewhere on my social media of me driving a boat. Piloting the boat is the correct thing, but I was awful sick. And then I did, after that, was dumb enough to do Hiawatha, or what is that stuff, the they give you the hallucinate. I was it was a great trip, but I did some pretty dumb stuff. What the heck is that? Ayahuasca? What is it called? Some kind of, anyway, whatever it is, makes you crazy, frankly. Anyway, okay, so this guy is dead and can't do much about that. Here's a man who attempted to climb the highest mountains in Europe, England, Scotland, and Wales to raise money for a charity. He's now completed the challenge with a refrigerator strapped to his back.
Yeah, good for him.
Michael Copeland conquered three peaks. The challenge was, can you do it with a refrigerator on your back?
In just under 24 hours, to raise money for mental health.
Yeah. He started in Scotland, and then he went down into Wales. And he said, the refrigerator represented the burden that mental health can have on all of us. I'm a massive overthinker, and I always think I'm not good enough. I always want to be doing more. So a lot of bad weather, man. This guy had to go through rain, snow, 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds.
When they say all the elements were against him, all of the elements were against him.
Yeah. Wow, he's owie. Okay, well, congratulations to him. There's somebody doing something that's really good. All right, let's see. Well, I don't know. I have one more, but I don't really have time for it. So, I'll remind you, like the good boy that I am, about progressive commercial insurance, which keeps your policy within reach, easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bumps up and down their spine, on their arms, all over their body when you hear that fabulous theme. Crank that up, would you, James, a little more?
Who doesn't get excited? Who doesn't get thrilled? Who doesn't know what this is from?
It's one of those, you can count on maybe one hand and maybe even on one finger the themes that are more iconic, more identifiable. Chucker, am I overstating it or not?
No, you're not.
No. Nope. And when they ride off into the sunset, everybody's... It's kind of like the end of, Spielberg is a genius. At the end of every one of his movies that are tales like this, like Indiana Jones, they literally ride off into the sunset. Right? And that's kind of at the end of Star Wars, you see the sun in the last frame of every one of those movies. Yeah. Did you see the sun? Yes, of course you do.
Here's my question. Who came up with the idea of May 4th being the Force Be With You Day?
Isn't that the day the first Star Wars was released in 1977?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. This is my question.
Now, wait a minute. How come I knew that and you didn't? You're the movie guy. This is
true. Yeah, that's true. I'm a little tired. But here, let me ask you a question.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
You have nine canon Star Wars movies. The first came out in 77, the first trilogy. Star Wars, New Hope, and then Empire, and then Return of the Jedi. Then Lucas came and he did his trilogy, which was not even in the same universe of quality. And then you had the last trilogy, which I think Force Awakens in 2015, that was my favorite one. I thought that was really
Daisy
good.
Ridley. I think she's
good. I mean, they did miss an opportunity to pair the Han, Leia, and Luke all on the screen at the same time. They didn't go in that direction. They kill Han Solo off in Awakens, which I thought was a terrific moment. It had power. It made that film. It was a missed opportunity. You have The Mandalorian on Disney+. My question is, Is this franchise burnt out, yes or
no?
I think to a point. Why?
No.
Tell me.
No, because there's always another story to tell. There's always another moment to sit in the chair and hear that theme and just get excited. There are hundreds of stories in the Naked City. You know that.
But here's the thing. I think, and then they did the Solo movie and the Rogue One, which was a good film.
So wait a minute. Let me ask you. Let me turn this around. How has the if the popularity is diminishing because the quality of the product isn't as good, why does Disney keep making more and more of these TV shows and the Mandalorian? How many different TV shows?
But here's the thing. I think the reason the James Bond franchise, 007, has lasted as long as it has, right, I think 64, is because they have 61. Not bombarded that. They have not bombarded the James Bond world with multiple films.
Yeah.
It's basically...
Keep
one,
Disney away
one
from
Bond
it in
film every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
they haven't done spin-offs. The problem with the modern franchise is they make too many. Then now we have streaming, so they do Disney Plus TV shows. Now, if you don't watch some of the TV shows, you may not be able to follow the movies.
You lose.
I always thought theatrical, for me, theatrical was the gold standard, and anything done on TV is fine, but it don't equate or mix and match them.
But then you look at TV shows, they get pretty like Succession. I've just gotten into Succession. After it's been on for 4 or 5 years,
I see streaming shows, no doubt.
Right, yeah, but not all of them are.
No,
but when you go to the movies, you expect something that's better, maybe better produced, a little more exciting, whatever the heck it is. And I think Star Wars delivers on that, as does Indiana Jones, as does James Bond. But you're right, Disney hasn't gotten a hold of James Bond, so therefore they haven't ruined it. And
I got another
hopefully
question.
They never will.
In a recent interview, Harrison Ford says this last Indiana Jones movie, Dial of Destiny, will be not only his last, but also the last time you see Indiana Jones on the big screen. So should the franchise go away with Harrison Ford? I would agree, but there's not a doubt Disney will reboot this with a new actor. Because it's too much money.
He's, what is he, 78, 79
he's
now?
He's 80.
But he's 80, but he pulls this off. Apparently, according to some stuff I've read, this may be one of the best Indiana Jones movies that was ever made. I think you even said that.
I'm looking forward to it. Listen, there's some buzz internally that this could strike a chord like Maverick did with Tom Cruise as Maverick. But I hope so. I hope it's really good.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We're up for it, Chucker. Good job. Thank you, as usual. Chucker's always here to make us think about, this stuff is important. We have to have distractions. And what better way to distract than to go to a good big theater and sit down, have some popcorn, and watch a movie? It's 59 past the hour.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.